Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, it's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I'm sure glad you could swing by and join us this week as we continue with our pursuits of technological greatness. And, well, at least technological fun. All right, well, let me tell you what's happening here. First of all, my voice is not what it ought to be. I was fighting off some things last week, and I have been fighting them all week long. Last week was podcast number 26. That makes this podcast number 27 for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, March 12th. Yes, that's right, the 12th, Sunday. I didn't get the podcast done yesterday because I kept hoping my voice would be better. But unfortunately, it is what it is. And I've had interesting times, shall we say. Matter of fact, last week on the podcast, I had all kinds of problems with the format of the podcast. I tried re-recording it. I tried doing everything I could think of doing, and nothing really seemed to work. So this week, I trust things will go better. Keep in mind that Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network. Find out more about this show and others at www.techpodcast.com. Tech Podcast. If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed. If it is tech, it is indeed here. And we welcome you that have been listening to TechPodcast.com and are looking for other really interesting tech podcasts. Now, where I picked up last week, I was talking about how I was recovering from my bout with whatever this is, cold, I don't know, flu, whatever. Whatever it is, it's not a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. But at any rate, in the meantime, what have I been blogging about on Dr. Bill with the Computer Curmudgeon, the blog? Well, not a lot, because to tell you the truth, I just hadn't felt like it. You know how that goes. But at any rate, one of the things I just couldn't help myself had to blog about was a computer that works best when it is turned off. Now, if that somehow strikes your fancy as just a little bit strange, then you'll know how my reaction was as well. I read that and went, what? Indeed, the magazine New Scientist reports that a computer runs a program and reported the correct answer while turned off. Right, okay. It says they sent a photon into a system of mirrors and other optical devices, which included a set of components that run a simple database search by changing the properties of the proton. Sounds interesting in and of itself. Then the new design included a quantum trick called the Zeno effect. Sounds very science fiction-y. It repeated the measurements to stop the photon from entering the actual program, but allow its quantum nature to flirt with the program's components so that it becomes gradually altered even though it never actually passes through. Okay. It's very bizarre that you know your computer has not run, but you also know what the answer is, says team member Onur Hosten. The scheme could have an advantage over straightforward quantum computing. After all, he says, a non-running computer produces fewer errors. And then the article said that sentiment should have technophobes nodding enthusiastically. Well, you know, if this were posted on April 1st, I would say somebody's pulling our leg, but quantum physics, you never know. Literally, you never know, because the quantum state is it there? Is it not there? Could be there, could maybe not be there. Then again, it could all just be a matter of probability. All right, that's weird. Next item for March 10th, my blog entry, the floppy-based RAID array. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with RAID, and I'm not talking about the bug spray, I'm talking about the disk configuration, RAID stands for Redundant Array of Inexpensive Disks. The idea is you take some inexpensive hard drives, you put them together in a unique fashion. You stripe them, and by doing so, you spread your data out across various inexpensive disk drives, and therefore it has some redundancy. If you lose one physical drive out of the array, then you can replace it, and you still have your data. Now, by its very nature, RAID is designed to be extremely redundant, extremely robust, and the idea of taking a floppy drive and using that to make a RAID array is, shall we say, odd. And indeed, that's what a bunch of college students did. Basically, what happened is they found a box laying around their office. They pulled the box out, and there was a bunch of floppy disks, USB disks, and some USB hubs, laying around, and they got to looking at it and went, what if we made this into a RAID array? Yeah. Talk about bored. They took an Apple iBook, 700 megahertz G3, and they hooked it up in such a way to allow them to have a floppy drive-based RAID array over a USB connection. That's just too bizarre. But they did it because they were bored, and to be able to say that they had done it. And their 15 minutes of fame has extended to, yes, you guessed it right here, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. So you got to hand it to him, I guess. That's pretty odd. But at any rate, that is pretty much the extent of what I blogged about this week, which gives you an idea of just how poorly I have been feeling. And the fact that I'm having trouble actually getting my breath and breathing even at the moment should give you an idea of just how laborious this is. So I'm not going to go on much further, other than to say that we did get some really good email from our Speeding XP podcast that we did. There were several people that were very interested in that, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the feedback, and I appreciate people saying that they really enjoyed that information. So I'm going to keep coming up with different possible programs and ways that we can improve our computing experience. Look for, this coming week, yet another Geek Software of the Week. I haven't exactly chosen it yet, so the jury is still out. In the meantime, you can write me. I would encourage you to write me at drbill@thecomputercurmudgeon.com. That's D-R-B-I-L-L at the, T-H-E, computer, C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R, T-E-R, curmudgeon, C-U-R-M-U-D-G-E-O-N .com. Dr. Bill, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Send me an email. I want to hear from you. I really, really do. And, if you want to encourage me to come up with new Geek Software of the Week, I would really appreciate it. But I tell you what, my voice is just about to give out. So I am going to have to cut this podcast way short, for which I greatly apologize. But if you knew what it was taking to even do the podcast, you would appreciate it. Yes, indeed. Dr. Bill's a trooper. All righty. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to slide on out of here. But until next week, remember, the doctor is out. Boy, I tell you, this week I'm more out than usual. Oh, boy. Once I get off, at least I can start coughing again. See you next week.